It's a big one.
We'll start with a moment of silent reflection to reflect on our responsibility to our students, our employees, and our taxpayers, followed by the pledge of allegiance. Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I should point out that prior to tonight's meeting, we had a brief executive session to discuss the student expulsion. Looking at the attendance for the proceeding, it looks like everyone is in attendance with the physical attendance, with the exception of Mr. Bensel, who I believe is on the phone. Is that correct, Mr. Bensel? No, he will be joined. Okay. We'll start with approval of the agenda this evening.
I make a motion to approve the agenda as is.
I'll second.
And a motion and a second. Any questions or comments about the agenda? All in favor of approval of tonight's agenda, indicate by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, no. The agenda is approved. And now it's our first of two opportunities for comments from the public. If any member of the public would like to make a comment, please come forward to the microphone, give your name and address, and make a brief comment. Seeing none, there are no special presentations this evening, and we'll move to Dr. Dyer and the superintendent's report.
Thank you, Mr. Blevins. There are several first days of school, and we had one of those first days yesterday when the leadership team came together and we extended learning that we were participating in our recent retreat with Dr. McGuff. We continued work in the book that we have been using for the purpose of that retreat, specifically two chapters that dealt with interpersonal relations and the fourth chapter, which is care for self. And it was a stimulating time for us, and we'll continue to go back to our retreat many times during the year. Another first day of school is the convocation, and you'll see that listed for Monday, August 19th, and the time period, as well as what will occur during the time period. And during that point, we will have the opportunity to introduce Dr. Dahl to everybody in case they don't know him. We have had a number of recent hires, and that's a possibility. And also an opportunity to continue work on the transition, which, as the board knows, we're pretty deep into. Then the third day of school, third first day, of course, when all the students arrive. So there are three first days, and all three of those are very important. The News Weekly resumes on Friday, August 23rd, and it's already full. We have a number of things in it, and we'll continue those. Finally, I make a point each month to talk to you about enrollment. It's still in flux. I will say that there are about 82 that are out there that are at different stages. 49 of those have been started, that they haven't been submitted, and 33 await approval yet. They need proofs of immunizations and things like that. So there are about 82. Right now, if you compare to June 1st, 2019, which was 6,378, we would have, not counting those 82, 6,351. So we're about 27 less than we were June 1st. But when you add the others and others yet to come, believe me, the crunch is yet to hit, we will exceed that. Now, what does that mean at a school level? People sometimes ask, why are we involved in what we're doing at Public School Springfield? Well, it looks like three of the four grade levels are closed already at Palestine Elementary. And the grade three, by the way, it's kindergarten, first and second grade, are closed. And when you look at grade three, they're only two away. So that school is seeing that increase. And for the first time, we're valley. So we have grade one, which is closed. So it's so early in the game. We have some other things coming down the pike. Mr. Dyke keeps us updated on that, and if have questions, I will make sure that he's involved in that. Again, they're in flux. We can sometimes have people not show up, you know that. But we typically have a big crunch coming up in the next 2 weeks. And that's all I have for this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Dyer. Any questions for Dr. Dyer? Okay, let's move on to the consent items. Mr. Fisher, are there any late-breaking changes to the personnel report?
Just two small items. We had a late resignation of a technology support specialist that came through. In your, I just found a typo, it's listed as a teacher in your records. It should be a technology support specialist. Also, we had a change in the change of status. We had a social study teacher going from 8th to 7th. It should have been going from 7th to 8th grade. We did change that in there as well.
Thank you. Entertain a motion for approval of the consent items.
I'll move to approve the consent items after that.
I'll second that.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll, please.
Mrs. Trout?
Yes.
Mr. Pantano?
Yes.
Mr. Knoll?
Yes.
Mr. Lytle?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mrs. Heaston?
Yes.
Mr. Hartman?
Yes.
Mr. Bensel? Is he with us?
Don't think he's on.
Okay. And?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, Mr. Bensel.
And Mr. Blevins?
Yes. The consent items are approved. There are no action items this evening, and we have a few information items, starting with the teachers qualifying for tenure. Mr. Fisher.
Thank you, Mr. Blevins. Yes, we're pleased to announce we have 18 professional staff that successfully met the state standards, which is basically 6 semesters of a satisfactory grade or better. They will be awarded a professional contract. I'd like to recognize those, take just a few seconds to recognize those folks. Regina Adams, first grade teacher at Loganville Springfield. Ashton Bailey, a third grade teacher at York Township. I'm going to butcher this name. Stephen Calasano, a special education teacher in high school. Ariel Ebal, a science teacher in high school. Madeline Emschweiler, first grade teacher at Ore Valley. Kristen Gaynor, a science teacher at the high school. Jenny Gilbert, former education, special education teacher at York Township. Jenna Hammers, mathematics teacher at middle school. Aaron Hare, foreign language teacher at high school. Ashley Peters, third grade teacher at Lewis Heights. Caitlin Rock, English teacher at the middle school. Maggie Seitz, second grade teacher at York Township. Chloe Smith, school nurse at Ore Valley. Ryan Toman, sixth grade teacher at intermediate school. Alexis Watson, special education teacher at Dallastown Elementary School. Robert Williams, alternative education teacher. Jake Weinmiller, school counselor at middle school. Laura Workner, science teacher at the high school. And so I congratulate all these individuals and look forward to many more years of successful service at Dallastown.
Thank you. On behalf of the board, we join in congratulating these teachers for that milestone in their career. I believe I'm correct that there is no board action required on that, just it's a matter of information.
That's correct.
Summer projects by the Buildings and Grounds Department. Mr. Wilbaugh, Mr. Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Blevins. Mr. Hoffman's coming down. I just wanted to take a moment here to mention Mr. Fitz on the work that they've done this summer with their team. For both of them, this is kind of their first go around here in Dallastown, and I commend them with what the buildings look like. And Dr. Dyer and I were around just the other week, taking account of what they look like after some summer cleaning. So with that, I'll turn it over to Mr. Hallman to walk you through some of the summer projects.
Yes. Thank you. It has been a busy, from my perspective, I don't compare it to, but I will note first that I don't have anything related to Loganville, since that's kind of been handled and discussed regularly. So the first one I have is we rebuilt the rebuilding of some lights in the cafeteria at intermediate school. These lights, we've done some, apparently this has been done a few places, other places. We ended up taking out the guts of the light, keeping the fixture itself, and putting in LEDs. The old style would get really hot, the wires would break down, it was a potential problem. So And as always, the energy savings on the LED side. So that was that one. This is another thing that had been started prior to me, but it went so well and people liked it, so we went ahead and did more of it. This is entryway carpets at the intermediate school. We did six of these spaces. These are the smaller vestibules coming off the playground. This is replacing the lights at the high school gymnasium. Once again, we put in all LEDs. In this scenario, we put in new fixtures because it was cheaper than rebuilding or doing any other options. Along with that, we got controls, which are great. The best part of that is they're photo eyes when you walk in. They come in automatically, and also will go off automatically, so there's no more having to leave them on 24/7 because they were afraid they wouldn't be able to come back on in time. So that's very nice. This is some before and after pictures of pressure washing at the exterior of the intermediate school. You can see the black streets, and on the right there, how they all cleaned up very nicely. There's another picture from the rear. Farther away.
Mr. Hoffman, that does make a huge difference. I'm just driving by there today. Are the walls that face the Susquehanna Trail going to be done?
Actually, I need to have that conversation with Mr. Warbaugh. I spoke with the gentleman who did this, and I won't get into details, but he offered us a better price than he originally proposed, because now he knows what he's into and how well it went. So we need to make that decision. If it's not done now, it can definitely be done in the near future.
Just another question on that, Jim. Usually that's caused by just, let's say, inadequate water control coming off the side of the building. And not really collective. I guess as you work through your capital list for the committee and whatnot, if you would include some of the work that needs to be done, maybe mitigate some of this on that list as well, that would probably help.
Okay, yeah, we'll look into that. This is another pressure washing. Now, this is here at the middle school, going to the gymnasium. You can see the before and the after picture there. We did that in-house. So I'd give a little some props to Corey Nile, Richard Flutter, Pat Wilson, and Richard Hendricks, who spent some time on that and looked a lot of it, so obviously made a big difference. This is replacing some power wiring that went from into the scoreboard on the soccer field. I guess over time, that's under the types of moves, something happened, but we tried to simply just pull wires, it didn't work. So we ended up getting a boring company in, they ran new lines, and that's all, it's actually bulk backfilled, and the wires are running out of it, they're all for sure. So, yep, that's complete. In time for the soccer season. This is some pictures of the Tennis Court Hill project. These two are specifically on the stormwater basin side. The one on the left is just kind of overall, you just thought the size of the pump that it took to get all the water out of there. That's how fast the water was coming into the hole. You can see that pull behind pump. The one on the right shows, starting from the left to the right, is the opening where they poured concrete to create a little bit of a dam where the soil was soft. So that's just some plywood there that came out, and they filled it with stone and ultimately in that filter, what have you. So that's all filled up, and that's on the stormwater basin side. Next slide. These are some pictures of what we had when they took the blacktop off in the drive. It's kind of hard to see, but the gist of it is that on the left it's not done to today's standards. It's kind of a hodgepodge of big stone, little stone, just wasn't today's standards. The right hand side is the best picture I could get of some of the fact we poured concrete over the salt spot. I wasn't here when they did that work. I was on vacation, so that was the only picture I had. But it does give you an idea that there is concrete underneath the stone that's now the blacktop's on top. This is after they were done, before blacktop, just kind of give you an idea how everything's smooth and uniform. The one on the right is where they actually left the base of concrete blacktop that was underneath, and they just made it right back over that. So that was good stuff. This one is, we did this actually right before the graduation. You can see on the left, how the vanity had deteriorated. It was like just a particle board, and it was just one of, every one of those had deteriorated like that of the wood floor. So we got had that rebuilt, and they used a plastic material, so on the vertical legs, to hopefully eliminate that problem in the future. We reused the vanity and the countertop and something that had to go like that.
Can I ask a separate but somewhat related question? Another board member and I were informed of condition toilet seats toward the end of last year. Have we gone through and, let's just say, made assessments and replaced where maybe we should have replaced them?
I've not made a conscious effort. I wasn't aware of that, so I'm making a conscious effort. I know we're constantly, janitor people, people mention things and Sam will go through and replace them. I can't say specifically that we addressed the ones you were.
Can you kind of throw on your list of agents?
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
These are some pictures of the guidance office renovation that was done. The desk area was turned 180 degrees. This is how it looks now. It was turned the other way. And in the back there, the doorway, you see that was prior to this was open area. So we built a wall, putting the door in. That would be Mr. Probert's office. And the carpeting, which isn't from this picture, will be laid tomorrow. So hopefully that will all be wrapped up and put back. Just a couple other small projects, small but things that didn't take pictures very well. We patched the blacktop there outside the high school gymnasium. And on the right is an example of the new fire panels that were put in all through the high school, middle school. And that did have, they had one small thing with a panel that they fixed the other day. So all we have left on that is the monitoring. And then we'll be able to do some things. These are just some in-progress pictures, which on the left, far left, is Galveston Elementary. They're refinishing those hardwood floors. And the next one over more in the middle, bottom, are those. The guy mentioned that was one of some of the toughest varnishes ever worked with in 20 years. So they're actually a little behind schedule, but they're continuing to work on that. And on the right is York Township, which those be the three rooms there, and they are out now all done and wrapped as of this afternoon. So that was just a couple things. I mean, there's always more, but there were a couple things that probably good for presentation and questions.
Thank you for the update. You've been very busy. Any questions? Thank you.
Before you do that, you also did some things in our valley. Nice carpeting in there.
Yep.
And when we looked at it, and I looked there, it was seamless. Right? We took the carpet out, and we put the linoleum down. You couldn't even tell. Very, very well done. So we were pleased as you and I walked around and worked through the list. Congratulations. It's just done.
Okay. The Buildings and Capital Projects Committee met earlier this evening. The minutes from our last month's meeting are attached to your agenda for your review. Tonight we discussed the field usage report. We also discussed the Pettus Court Hill roadway and major discussion on the Loganville Springfield project, which is going very well. So, any questions about the Buildings and Capital Projects? Registration for the annual PSBA School Leadership Conference in Hershey on October 16th to 18th is now available, and I would encourage as many of you fellow board members who can go for all or part of that to attend. And I believe, Mrs. Kirby, you will accommodate registering them.
Yep, if everyone will let me know, I can register everyone at one time.
Okay, great. Good. Mr. Bensel, you have a PSBA liaison report.
Yep, the only thing that I have is that fund is the National Environment Committee for the state of Canada, 98% of them were one person running, so it's not to be much of a decision. So that's coming up in next month.
Okay, thank you very much. Any questions for Mr. Dyson? Okay, the LIU board report. This is Houston.
Thank you, Mr. Butters. The first thing in terms of business, we did agree to appoint Dr. Sunstein as an interim assistant executive director. If you remember correctly, he was our interim executive director for a few months before we hired Dr. West. The assistant executive director position is vacant. So instead of hiring someone without really knowing Dr. West, not having a good idea of what he wants in an assistant, we decided to have the interim come in. They worked great together with the transition, so it's going to be a good thing for Dr. West to have someone there to help him with different things and get some things in order. They had their in-service day the day before our meeting, or the day of, I guess, of our meeting. And I just wanted to share a couple of things that they shared with us. I thought was kind of interesting. They decided to bring, teachers lose connections with their students as they pass through their grades, and they sometimes don't really know what happens to them. So they brought two of the students back. One of them was a student that used the robot that is able to have that student be in the classroom, even though he's physically not present. And it was a student in second grade who was at Hershey Hospital for 6 months with cancer. And this robot was at Central District. This robot went to school for him, and he was interfacing, all day. He would interface with the kids. He'd have lunch with them. It was a great experience for him and also for the kids. So they brought him back. He's in sixth grade now. He didn't miss a beat. For the 6 months that he was at Hershey, he didn't miss anything. So it was really interesting for that, the teacher to see him, how well he's doing in sixth grade now. And because of this robot that he was able to use. The other student they brought back was a student, he was about 26 right now. He went through a program called Project Search, which the LIU offers. And it's kind of like an internship program and things like that. And he came back and he explain what he's doing now. I guess he has a great full-time job. He just was able to purchase a house by himself at 26. He recognized that he was a difficult student, and the one thing he said to his teachers, he said, I appreciate so much that you never gave up on me. And that, they said there was not a dry eye in the room for those teachers to realize what impact that they had that one student. So I thought that was interesting for those to bring back, and I think that's important for, given us as a district, sometimes I think we don't hear those success stories, and I think that's important for our teachers to realize how much they're impacting their students. That's it.
Any questions for Mrs. Eastman? Okay, let's move on to the York Adams Hatchfield. Mr. Hannah.
Thank you, Mr. Clevens. Unfortunately, I'm not able to attend the meeting on the 29th. The minutes of that meeting are attached, but a particular note I just wanted to point out to this group in reading those minutes is a notation on HR 291, which is that idea of centralizing the tax collection at the state level. According to the minutes here, the King School and Municipal Tax Collection Association met several times and has pretty much agreed that that's politically a dead issue. But that's not to say it can't arise again in the future, but just as an update, I know I've reported on it in the past. They do not see it progressing at this time.
Great.
Thank you.
Okay. Last but certainly not least, the York County School of Technology, Mr. Wright.
Thank you, Mr. Blevins. The meeting that was supposed to be held July 18th was canceled due to the fact that we couldn't have a quorum over the summer. So I have nothing to report. Thank you.
Okay. The calendar of board events are listed in your agenda. I don't see any purpose in reading through all of them. I will point out our board retreat on September 16th, as well as we'll have a special workshop prior to our September 19th board meeting on special education. Conference requests are attached for your review. And now It's time for any board comments or correspondence. Seeing none, second and final opportunity for comments from the public. Okay, the meeting is adjourned.